Together. As I said before, we don't have a loudspeaker system, so if you cannot hear me in the back, please give me a sign, then I will try to speak up more. Yeah, I would like to welcome you all who have come this afternoon to join with us and unite with us in our aspiration to bring peace, freedom, and unity to our European continent, and to go for a joyful and harmonious collaboration with the rest of the world, with all countries of the world. The European civilian groups who have met over a stretch of several years in close collaboration with the friends in all the International Zone Group and other groups. We really are eager to hasten the development of the International Zone. This is our dream that especially now the European area, or the area that has been designated for the European pavilions, will get a fresh energy and a fresh start to actually manifest more than what we are going to manifest today together. We thought of planting a tree in order to have somebody to call for Mother's guidance and Mother's energy and Mother's protection. This is an Alstonia scholaris. We had first the idea to bring a tree that is endemic also in Europe, but this was something that could not be fulfilled because the climate here is so challenging that no European tree would survive the climate. So we were advised by the Botanical Garden, by Paul and Biggie and others, to take this tree, Alstonia scholaris, which in English is named, it has different names, but also blackboard tree, because of the wood from this tree, school children have their, or had their, I don't know whether it's still so, had their blackboards for school manufactured. We are going to feed this tree with the soil of nearly all European countries. We have brought soil from 44 European countries, including some countries that are bridging Europe and Asia, like Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan. So in this ceremony, we would like to put together the soil of Europe around the tree in the hope that it will help the tree flourish and be healthy and vivid as we hope that the development of this area will be. We have also brought soil from the Samadhi. We had the possibility to take a sample of our soil to Sri Aurobindo's room yesterday, and we were given some soil from the Samadhi and flowers from the Samadhi and flowers from the mother's room, and we will put it at the feet of this tree towards the end of the ceremony. So we are going to, you see these little bowls there around the stone, about which I will say something a little bit later, and there are representatives for these countries, and they will put the soil in the mixing bowl there. The soil will be mixed, and then I will give you a sign afterwards. Everybody is invited a bit later to take a little sample from the soil and put it with your own aspirations and dreams for the unity of Europe and of the world at the foot of the tree. Sri Aurobindo has taken always a very vivid and lively interest in Europe, where he has spent most of his childhood and youth and also received his education. In his book, The Ideal of Human Unity, he has dedicated one full chapter to the idea of a united Europe. And I would like to read just one sentences out of this chapter, which for me are miraculously very up to date, especially the second sentence. Some form of European federation, however loose, is therefore essential if the idea of a new order is to be made practically effective. And once commenced, such a federation must necessarily be tightened and draw more and more towards the form of a United States of Europe. Whether such a European unity can be formed, or whether, if formed, can be maintained and perfected against the many forces of dissolution, the many causes of quarrel, which for long tried to the breaking point, only experience can show. I think at the moment we are seeing that there are actually forces that are trying to break Europe in several instances. Now I would like to say something about the stone that you see there in the middle. When we were planning our ceremony, when we had the idea in the European meetings, one in Cork and one in Berlin, we developed it. Our senior AVI member from the UK, Sonia Dine, she had the inspiration to have a companion for the tree, a strong companion. And her inspiration was to have the mother's name in Sanskrit, Mira, her name in Sanskrit, engraved in a piece of stone and put close to the tree. She has told herself how powerful this Mira in Sanskrit is, because once it has even saved her own life. So, we had this idea to have it engraved, and because we could not find a tree which is genuinely European, we thought that it would be nice if we would find some stone that you will find all over Europe. And so we found this stone in the middle, which is called a shell limestone, and you will find it in the top north up to the south. And then, wonderfully, it was a friend, and I must name him, it's Andy, who has been very, very helpful in all the preparation of the tree and the stone. He said, I have a piece of marble from Matri Mandir, and it's from the cutout where the Mothers and Sri Aurobindo symbol is and where the crystal rests. I have it at home and I would like to donate it. So, and then we were also given a piece of marble from Matri Mandir, which we see as little wings left inside. It was cut in two thin halves. So, we hope very much that this powerful symbol will be a good protection and an auspicious place to visit and to see. Sonia, our friend, she also would have loved to be here. She said it's the first time in many, many years that she was not able to come for Mother's Birthday to either India or Singapore, where she has lived for many years. She has asked me to read one quotation from the mother to you and give her greetings. This quotation has been translated by Sri Aurobindo. So I would like to read it. There is a power that no ruler can command. There is a happiness that no earthly success can bring. There is a light that no wisdom can possess. There is a knowledge that no philosophy and no science can master. There is a bliss of which no satisfaction of desire can give the enjoyment. There is a thirst for love that no human relation can appease. There is a peace that one finds nowhere here, not even in death. It is the power, the happiness, the light, the knowledge, the bliss, the love, the peace that flow from the divine grace. So, I think we could join in a minute of silence to call this divine grace down here to support us in all our aspirations and our activities that we are having and going to develop. Now I would like to read out all the names of the countries that are represented by their samples of Earth, and then afterwards all the representatives who are designated, have been designated before, will take their little bowls with the names of the countries in them. I would start with the soil that has been blessed in the Rishi Aurobindo's room, and then they will line up there and give the earth to the tree, and then afterwards put the pots in this nice flower mandala. And then in the end, four people will come to mix the soil, which is put there in that bowl. And after a little sign, then everybody is invited to take a little sample from this earth and give it with their deep aspiration to the tree, for the flourishing of the tree and for the flourishing of ourselves and the international zone. So we have soil from Albania. From Andorra, it's not yet there, it will be delivered quite soon. From Austria, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Belgium, Bosnia, Bulgaria, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, Kazakhstan, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Moldova, Montenegro, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Earth, which has come from our befriended community of Tamera in Portugal, with a beautiful accompanying letter, Romania, Russia, Serbia, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Turkey, Ukraine, United Kingdom, and also a sample of earth from Findhorn, another befriended community, from the Vatican City, and then the Ashram soil. So from this you see, I mean, the speciality, I think that Europe has, it's such a variety of nations, of cultures. It's beautiful to hear all these names, I think. So, yeah? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. To explain about this? So my name is Dan Hansen. I'm an experimental flute maker, and this is an instrument that I created, and it's a couple, it's a fusion of a few traditions. It's, first of all, it's an elk antler. That they grow, elk grow an antler every year, and then they fall off every year, so it's a shed. So it's found on the ground. In the forest, you know. And then the tuning is inspired from a Mayan clay flute. The sound is created by North American, Native Indian traditional flute, and then it's a mouthpiece design I came up with that links it all together with the plumbing. And first it was made of bamboo, then I imagined the possibility of an antler existing with the right dimensions, and I found three so far.
Thank you.
it's not going to last like that.
Like this.
Ah, okay.
You got some steel.
Oh, not like this.